P-S-H. Fresh, 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 yo, that's fresh.
Yes, the beat is like fresh. We give it to you all, 100% hip-hop. Yes, the beat is like fresh. We give it to you all, 100% hip-hop.
When I'm talking through, we'll rock you in you. Mix the funk with the soul, so they're booming in the trunk. Wake up, turn your radio up. Mix the funk with the soul, so they're booming in the trunk. Wake up, turn your radio up.
Used to rock in my basement, now I'm number one.
Base Mentalism.
Drew and Sol are interviewed by B-Money on Base Mentalism. Keep it locked.
Find it difficult to move on with your past? I mean, putting out so much legendary material, do you ever find people just screaming for the classics and, you know, people aren't really willing to listen to new material?
Actually, one of the first things we did when we started 7 Grand and started doing new material was take it out on the road and put it in the middle of the set.
Let's add a kind of better dimension to that. What we have now is with this new that we've been touring all over the world with. It's the best stuff. You know, people who love the gangsta stuff, they grew up on it. Now you get to hear it with the band.
Uh-huh.
You get to hear a whole new arrangement of it and hear it brought to a whole nother realm. You know, it's basically the combination of the way the older material, you know. I'm in a weird position because I don't want to brag on myself, you know what I mean? But, you know, nobody's ever heard a Gangstar song done by a band.
Yeah.
Never been heard. They've never heard a live version, so it's fresh again.
Right.
New again.
And then even with the DJ set as well, you know, Solar digitally remastered stuff, so it sounds that much better as well. And then again, like I said, we have all the new material that a lot of the new fans like, so that's all mixed in. It's a musical journey, and I think the fans love all of it.
Let's talk about this. You know, one song, The Street Scriptures, the fans loved it so much, Luke Fiasco went out and stole it.
That was from Jazz and Taz. I mean, excuse me, that was from the Street Scriptures album that came out in 2005. One year later, he put the same song.
He changed
the title to what is it, to Daydreaming, and he put that up.
Yeah,
he put a lot more money behind it, took advantage of the fact that we were independent. They knew we could put a big push. I mean, the record went to number 10 on Hot 97 in New York, which is huge for an independent record. They hit number 10 on Hot 97, which is the top radio market on the planet Earth. But we just didn't have a major label behind us to push the record so it could go big on BET and MTV and so on, and national radio. So he took advantage and just stepped in and stole it. Him and his lead producer, you know, some non-producer, actually, some whack dude.
He's actually a major label exec that tried to be a producer.
Yeah, you know, some other notable figure who remained unnamed that stuck his little greedy fingers in there, his little thieving fingers. So, you know, we say it's great to be on the cutting edge. It's great to be here. And it's great to see that these people have become creative vampires, and all they can do really is look to us to steal. And there are other notables out there that have stole from us. I won't mention any names, but I directed the first video from this album, and it was animated. All of a sudden, we see another very notable producer jump on animated video. All right, so these cats are really unmotivated, and that's why the young crowd is feeling us right now, because they're seeing that we're bringing new material to the table. And we're not sitting around waiting for some major label to put $1 billion behind it to make it hot. We're making it hot through the people. The young heads coming online on MySpace are making it hot. The cats showing up at the concerts are making it hot. Us showing up on various television shows from G4 to Fuel. We'd rather be on Fuel and G4 than be on 106 and Park. It's just a more cutting-edge television show. You know what I mean? A more intelligent format. And Guru and Solo are for intelligence. We don't believe that the young heads out there today are stupid. I think that this is just a fraudulent move being thrown out there by some greedy major label executives.
They're far from stupid. They don't want to be. They're tired of being force fed.
Listen, man. When I was coming up, I could barely even imagine what a computer was to see how technologically advanced these 12 and 13 year olds are. It's amazing that they can master all this new technology. I've seen kids doing things on a cell phone I can't do on a computer. So it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And then when they come to see us, they're not coming to see somebody with a huge entourage with bodyguards. They're coming to see Guru and Solo.
So real hip hop.
And we're accessible. We're not afraid of the people.
And they're going to get some good music, some real hip hop, some cutting edge, top notch hip hop, you know, but with a good dose of Guru's past catalog and history with it, which is a brilliant, brilliant catalog.
What else you guys got in the future works? You guys doing any more videos, or you guys got any tour plans, or what else?
Man, our current video, last week it was featured. The last 2 weeks it was featured on MySpace and doing very well. Cause I'm Jazzy, featuring Slum Village, directed by Solar, which is another reason why we call him the super producer.
And I like to also say, big up to VH1 Soul that just accepted the video. So all my heads out there, you know, that do watch, you know, traditional television, don't be afraid to go online and hit VH1 up, hit BETJ up, hit up Rap City, man. I think this video should be on Rap City, and I think they really have stayed away from what's going on that's hot and new. So I think the heads out there that still watch regular TV, go online, man, hit them up and tell them to see this. Cause I'm Jazzy joint with Guru and Slum Village. It's hot. You know what I mean?
It is hot, and you know, it's.
To be honest, I really do pay attention to the MySpace numbers and the YouTube numbers. Those are very important to me right now. I mean, regular traditional media is important, but I really do like this open access of the internet. I think that we learn a lot, and I think it's easy to get your material over and across. I think that people can judge it easily. Like, on regular media, like right now, they've got Alicia Keys all over everything. Like, all week, she's on every show on MTV, every show on VH1, every show, which is fine, but, you know, that costs $10 million. So it's like, is the record really good, or is it just her record company buying up all this time? You know what I mean? And to me, it's confusing. You know what I mean? Because I can't really now tell if it's a good record because so much media attention being bought up. So on the internet, we don't have all that. So the real people decide whether the record is good or not. And I have to say, big up to all my supporters, all Guru supporters, all 7 Grand supporters out there. We appreciate y'all because we ain't got $10 million right now, y'all.
Yeah. That answers another one of your questions you asked earlier about the money thing. I mean, you know, it's like we're putting out real music for real people, man, and it's accessible. So, you know, to those out there that want access that good ish, check us out. You know what I mean? www.myspace.com/guru7grand, myspace.com/solar7grand, and also guruzjazzytaz.net. Now check it out. As far as the future stuff from 7 Grand, oh man, listen, we got all kind of things coming. I don't want to give you too much info, so just log on, check us out. You know, we'll be posting things. We got new releases coming for the new year. You know, it's incredible. Solar's working with some fantastic talent, and you know, just stay tuned because it's coming.